denial and misunderstanding are still running strong, despite the overwhelming evidence that climate change is real and here already. That's true here in the U.S., but also in other countries like Australia. Widespread denial there is partly due to the influence of powerful energy interests, but there's more to it than that. As Joanne Silberna reports from New South Wales, Australia, denial can also be an important psychological coping mechanism.
In the late 1990s, a terrible period of dryness struck Australia. It came to be known as the Millennium Drought. Crops failed. Farm ponds dried up. With no water and little grass, ranchers had to shoot their cattle. The catastrophe lasted a decade, and it was quickly followed by another drought. Experts say Australia is experiencing the effects of human-induced climate change, and the heat and dry spells in key agricultural areas are going to get worse. But many farmers in the state of New South Wales brush off these dire predictions. I met farmer Peter Darley as he towed crates filled with apples from his orchard. What does he think of climate change?
Look, at this stage, I'm a skeptic.
Several miles away, rancher Graham Brown told me he sees nothing unnatural in the recent waves of hot, dry weather.
I don't go much on the politics of climate change, but climate variability has been with us since the dawn of time.
And on another nearby farm, Reg Kidd has all sorts of gauges set up to monitor the weather daily.
Does the climate change? Yes, it does. I've seen it change, but I haven't been over to be convinced of what causes it.
And he's not convinced that what Australia has been going through lately is anything out of the ordinary. Now, a lot has been written about denial in the face of climate change. It's often framed as a political position. But some mental health experts, including David Perkins of Australia's University of Newcastle, say at least in the short run, denial can be a practical response to a tough situation.
It's very hard to admit that the world's falling apart.
And Perkins says farmers in particular are used to being able to fix things. Fence down, put it back up. Tractor broken, break out the tools. But looking to a future where there's no water left to bring to the cattle?
To have a problem where they think they can't find a solution is actually, I think, psychologically very threatening. And therefore, you know, denying in a psychological way might be a better way of dealing with it.
In other words, so long as farmers prepare for the next big weather event, as the New South Wales farmers I met say they are careful to do, does it really matter if they don't foresee a whole lot more droughts and heat waves in the next 50 or 100 years? Again, farmer Graham Brown.
As farmers, we just adjust to it, and we have to live with the weather that we're handed out.
And stressing about the weather can have a negative impact on mental health. Several studies have linked droughts to depression. There are also reports of more suicides in drought-stricken areas. There aren't any comparative studies of the mental health of climate change deniers versus believers. But there is a well-documented link between stress and depression, and that's what leads some mental health experts to say denial, by limiting stress, is a constructive coping mechanism. Grant Blaschke is a Melbourne-based physician who studies the health effects of climate change. He doesn't think deniers need any kind of treatment. Lots of people get on fine believing things that are at odds with the evidence.
You know, all of us operate with a level of denial.
We have to, he says.
I mean, as we speak today, you and I could get into all sorts of state about how many kids are dying of preventable diseases and, you know, poverty and nuclear holocausts. And, you know, we could dig ourselves into a real pessimistic, nihilistic hole if we wanted to, but, you know, it's not going to help at all.
Still, Blaschke says what might be good for an individual's mental health can be bad for climate change policy. It might divert people from voting on the issue, or trying to limit their carbon footprint, or keep them from advocacy work. Universal denial, he says, would be a bad thing.
I do think that people in positions of authority and positions of responsibility in government, in big businesses, do have a responsibility to really take a long view.
But in Australia, the public is going the opposite way. Denial is on the upswing. According to one survey, in 2007, 73% of Australians were concerned about climate change. 5 years later, just 57% believed climate change was a reason for worry, even as the science is getting more and more certain. For The World, I'm Joanne Silberner, Orange, New South Wales.
Joanne's stories on coping with climate change in Australia were supported by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.